Residents of Houston and Florida's Gulf Coast are still in the early stages of cleaning up after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, and public health officials are warning residents to be aware of the possibility of an increase in certain diseases as a result of the flooding. With me to talk about that is Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. And Dr. Hotez, on the list of concerns after a natural disaster like this, where does the spread of disease come?
The truth is, we haven't really been monitoring hurricanes as closely as we should. What we've really learned the most from probably are the events after Katrina. So a lot of what we're anticipating that's already happened and going to be happening after Harvey and Irma and Maria, we're kind of looking at lessons learned from Katrina and as best we can trying to better understand what's going to happen after that.
Is the concern mostly that there are obviously large standing pools of water, which is a place that mosquitoes and other insects can breed? Are there other factors that lead into the potential spread of illnesses?
Sure. So what we're now starting to see are kind of the immediate aftermath effects and then the longer term implications. So in the immediate aftermath, for instance, in Harvey, what you have are individuals who've been directly exposed to floodwaters. We've had this unprecedented rain event here in Houston where some 27 trillion gallons of water fell over a couple of days. And people who have had contact with floodwaters have had increase in diarrheal disease. We've seen an uptick in upper respiratory infections and also diarrheal disease. And also a number of skin infections, what some people are calling flesh-eating wound infections from a unique type of Vibrio bacteria that we have here in the Gulf. And then as the floodwaters start to recede, it leaves behind lots of standing water. And with that, you have a sharp increase in the number of mosquitoes. They include nuisance mosquitoes that can still transmit dog heartworm disease. But the one we're probably worrying about the most right now in after Harvey, a little bit different in Puerto Rico, but in Harvey, we're worried about an increase in West Nile virus infection.
Is it a challenge to try to get people treated when they are sort of spread out? They're either in evacuation centers or maybe staying with friends or family. It might be harder to reach people and harder for people to know what health centers are open and available to people.
Yeah, it is a challenge to convey public health messages. We do a very good job here in Houston. We actually have two parallel health departments that do different but overlapping things, a Harris County Health Department and a Houston City Health Department, and they're doing an excellent job. The problem is across the United States, not many people realize this, but public health control happens at the county or district level. So while Harris County is a very strong player, other counties in Texas might not be as well staffed or equipped, and so things are very heterogeneous here on the Gulf Coast.
Is there anything that can be done to try to prevent some of these diseases from cropping up? I mean, as you said, trillions of gallons of water fell on your city. It's almost impossible to say to somebody, just don't come into contact with floodwater. I mean, it seems like it would be an impossibility. So is there anything that health officials or people can do to try to stave some of the stuff off?
Yeah, sure. Certainly, when it comes to mosquito-transmitted virus infections, we're particularly worried about West Nile virus infection. It would rely on trying to limit exposure to mosquito bites. So staying indoors for the next few weeks as much as you can. Also, if you need to be out and about to use insect repellents that contain DEET, there's both a good news and a bad news story to the mosquito transmission virus story. So as we move over the next few weeks, things will cool down and the amount of mosquito transmission will decrease as we move throughout the month of October. What is interesting, though, more than a decade ago when the health effects of Katrina were looked at, it was noticed there was another big uptick in West Nile virus infection the following year, in 2006. So we're also going to be prepared for the fact that we could see a big increase next year. And of course, the other thing besides West Nile is when Katrina hit back in 2005, We did not have Zika or chikungunya in the Western Hemisphere. Now we do. So those are two other mosquito-transmitted virus infections that we're going to have to look out for.
I was going to ask you for how long health officials sort of need to be on the lookout for this stuff. It sounds like it's not a short-term thing.
Definitely not. Certainly for the next year, we're going to worry about mosquito transmission. But then you have to remember that aside from infectious disease hazards, we have lots of chemical refineries on the Gulf Coast. You know, we're a Superfund site. Therefore, you have to worry about long-term effects of chemical exposures. So we're going to have to monitor things like cancer rates along the Gulf Coast. So we're going to have to be monitoring this for decades.
Do you think that given the unprecedented nature of all of these storms, that in a year or 2 years or 5 years, will we know more about how natural disasters affect health and the spread of disease than we do now?
There's no question we're going to be on a steep learning curve after these three storms. And it's by necessity because everything that we're hearing regarding climate change and global warming suggests to us that these three storms are not going to be a one-off entity. And we're just going to have to get really good at this because I don't see these types of catastrophic weather events disappearing any time over the next few decades.
All right. Peter, thanks a lot for your time and for your insights on this. I appreciate it.
Sure. My pleasure.
Dr. Peter Hotez is Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.